Cheryl, it's wonderful to have you on the show. Now, you just come back from Australia, and what was the standard of pastry there?
I found it very high, very creative, very artistic.
Did you give them any ideas?
I hope I did. I work a lot with French technique, flavours and styles.
Now, you started out, you went to university and you were studying geography and European studies. Mm-hmm. Was that because you were going to go in a different direction with your career?
Not at all. When I was still in school, when I was 17 and 18, during the school holidays, I would then go to the hotels and work in the pastry kitchen. And the opportunity to then go to university and to study, I look at that as education for life. Before I went into university, I already decided that I was going to be a cook.
You've worked around the world. Where did you start and what did you learn as you went along?
I started my first year at the Raffles Hotel in Singapore. At that time, and now still is, it's quite an institution in Singapore. I think the building itself, the people that have been there, it's been a place that has groomed many chefs in Singapore. And so I started there for a year, and then I went to Paris.
Oh, Paris. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the heart of the pastry land, isn't it?
Yes, so I thought that then that would be the best place to then start my training and learn about pastry.
Why did you like pastry so much?
I didn't particularly start out saying I would be in the pastry. I just wanted to work in the kitchen. And really for me, I'm not someone that is a home baker that grew up saying I love to bake cookies and muffins and cupcakes at home. For me, really, the draw of it is really the work, to be in a professional kitchen and to the whole environment, the pace of the kitchen and the whole atmosphere of it all. It's really exciting. I think gets the adrenaline going and I enjoy it a lot. I think with the hours and the commitment to it, I think we need to have a certain amount of passion and love for the work that we do.
And also, you've been to very different places too. Like you worked in Dubai at the Burj Al Arab.
Yes. So I spent 2.5 years in France. At that time, I worked in a 2-Michelin-star restaurant. I wanted to move back into a hotel, and at that time, Burj Al Arab was marketed as the only 7-star hotel in the world. I say, why not? Because what I looked for was then to go to the best places where they were working at the highest level. I learned a lot professionally and really grew in my career.
Is that when you decide to move on to somewhere else, when you feel you've learned as much as you can?
When I was younger, not really. And now looking back, and the advice I give to many of my team and the young people that join me, after a while, when you are in it and for that kind of intense environment for that short period of time, you might feel as if you've seen everything, you've learned everything, and you've been doing the same thing for the past year. But once you get out of it and you look back and you realize that 1 year isn't a lot, or 2 years isn't a lot, that then and at that time I was when I was younger, I just looked for places that would give me a better opportunity or to grow. I wasn't looking for something easy. I was looking for something that then I wanted to grow and be better and better.
And now you are a Singaporean.
Yes.
And you're back in Singapore.
Yes.
And you're known as the Queen of Tarts.
I've never thought of myself as that. I think I still think that we're just starting out, that I've just started. I still feel that way a lot of times, and then that even for the restaurant, for the shop, that we're just starting out and we're just growing, and we're growing more to be ourselves. And so I'm still discovering, and I'm still then working towards improving and getting better each day.
And I heard that when you actually make a dessert, you always ask yourself, is it delicious?
Yes, because I think I'm a cook. So I don't consider myself anything else. I work in a kitchen. My main job is to cook things for people to eat. So I think the taste and the delicious factor of it is important. I think we eat with all our senses. So just asking if it's delicious also means, does it look good? Is it beautiful? Does it smell good? And then when people eat it, does it taste good? And for me, like I say, then I don't look to then shock or make flavors that are shocking or that people have not tried before. But I then want to make things that are delicious, that if you love chocolate, that our chocolate tart is one of the best chocolate tarts that you would have.
Everything has to be perfect.
I think the consistency and trying to achieve that perfect plate or dish or pastry is very important to then work at a certain level and to provide a certain quality to our customers and our guests.
And sourcing ingredients. Mm-hmm. Is it difficult to source ingredients here? Do you have to sometimes go further afield?
I think it's getting easier. It wasn't as easy when I first came back to Singapore.
And what is the best-selling tart at the moment?
I started off with the dark chocolate tart and a strawberry tart, and I would say these two tarts are still the best-selling. Every season I change new flavours with the new fruits or new products that come in, but I think classic, simple, traditional flavours are still very comforting and brings a lot of pleasure to many people.
And what about the calories?
Who's counting the calories? I feel that we work in a very unique and quite lucky part of the kitchen. It's the desserts and the sweets are really just for pleasure. It's comforting, it's pleasurable, and people don't have to eat desserts, but they want to. And so we work in a very happy part of the meal.
And talking about cream, I heard that when you were in Macau, the chef there didn't like you using cream or butter.
That was a very interesting experience for me. I worked with Chef Don Alfonso. He's an Italian chef from the south of Italy, by the Amalfi Coast, just near Sorrento. And he owns and runs his own organic garden where he grows his own olives, presses his own olive oil, has his own lemons and fruits and vegetables, and that's his philosophy and that's his approach to cooking. And in that part of the world, from where he's from, then quite unlike the French, where they have very good butter, that's why they cook with the butter as well. That the Italians in the south of Italy have very good olive oil, so he cooks with a lot of olive oil and fresh ingredients from that region. So I think it came more in a way, it developed more in a way that it made sense the way he cooked. So for the year I spent with him, we cooked with no cream and no butter. We made the mousse with yogurt. We made pound cakes with olive oil. So that was a very interesting experience.
Now, do you have a favorite tart?
Ooh. Right now, my favorite tart, I always like the simple traditional flavors. My favorite tart of the season right now is the pear tart. And I make it in the classic traditional French pear tart bordaloo. And that's a poached pear. So we use right now the Williams pear that we poach it ourselves. And then it's just with a simple almond cream and toasted almonds on top.
Oh, it sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. Now, if a really well-known international chef came and you wanted to offer him one of your pastries to show your skills, which mm-hmm. one would it be?
It would be the dark chocolate tart. I think it's the simplest. I think it showcases everything that we represent and everything that I am as a chef, that then it's really about the letting the ingredients and the products shine.
It all sounds so delicious. Thank you so much, Cheryl, for your time.